ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कांटो 9 चैप्टर 15 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 22 एंड 23 On the board, the 23rd verse is written. So I will read myself 22nd verse and then we will repeat. गृहीतो लीलया स्त्रीणां समक्षं कृतकिल विषः माहिष्मत्यां सनिरुद्धो मुक्तो येन कपिर्यथा ट्रांसलेशन When Ravan attempted to insult Kartavirya Arjuna in the presence of the woman and thus offended him, Kartavirya Arjuna easily arrested Ravan and put him in the custody of the city of Mahismati. Just as one captures the monkey and then released him neglectfully. I repeat after me. Yeah. एकदा तु मृगयाम् विचरन् विजने वने यदृक्ष्याश्रम पदम् जगदजम् दग्ने रूपाविशत् सह हे कार्तवीर अर्जुन एकदा वंस अपॉन ए टाइम तो बट मृगयाम वाइल हंटिंग विचरण वांडरिंग विजने सोलिटरी बने इन द फॉरेस्ट इन ए फॉरेस्ट यदृक्षया विदाउट एनी प्रोग्राम आश्रम पदम द रेसिडेंशियल प्लेस जमदग्नि ऑफ जमदग्नि मुनि उपाविशत ही इंटर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन वंस व्हाइल कार्तवीर अर्जुन वाज वांडरिंग अनएंगेज्ड इन द सोलिटरी फॉरेस्ट एंड हंटिंग ही अप्रोच द रेसिडेंस ऑफ जमदग्नि पर्पल कार्तवीर अर्जुन हैड नो बिजनेस गोइंग टू द रेसिडेंस ऑफ जमदग्नि बट बिकॉज ही वाज पॉप्ड अप by his extraordinary power he went there and offended Parashuram. This was the prelude to his being killed by Parashuram for his offensive act. This chapter and also previous chapter 14 and 15 Sukhdev Goswami is describing about the dynasty of Soma Vansa, Chandra Vansa. Previously in this canto, he has elaborately, nicely described about the Surya Vansa. After Surya Vansa, Sukhdev Goswami started to describe about the Somvansa, Chandra Vansa. And as we know, in Chandra Vansa, many celestial, many great king appeared. As we know, Som son was Buddha. And Buddha begot one child in the womb of Ila. And his name was Purarva. This personality, Purarva, or Ayal, become very celebrated and powerful king in Chandra Vansa, Soma Vansa. And in same dynasty, another very powerful personality, saintly person appeared. His name was Janu. Janu Rishi, you must have heard. The personality, the Rishi, he has such mystic power that whole water emanating from Gangotri and going to Ganga Saga just with one sip he drank whole the water. Jamdagni is such a powerful personality, he collected all Ganga water in his palm and just in one sip जैसे हम लोग आचमन करते जस्ट कलेक्टेड ऑल द गंगा वाटर इज पाम एंड इन वन सिप इट ड्रैंक जानू ऋषि दे वॉज वेरी फेमस पर्सनालिटी इन दिस सोम वंश अनदर पर्सनालिटी अपियर्ड ए किंग अपियर्ड इन द सोम वंश एंड हिज नेम वॉज गांधी गांधी लिटिल डिफरेंट फ्रॉम गांधी Gandhi, not Gandhi. N is missing. The Maharaj Gandhi, he was very celebrated king ruling the earthly planet, and he got a very beautiful, very qualified, handsome girl, and her name was Satyavati. Satyavati was the daughter of Maharaj Gandhi, and her glory spread all over the earthly planet. Many kings and slaves, many kings, princes, they wanted to marry Satyavati, but because her reputation spread all over the earthly planet. And there was one time, at that particular time, there was a very celebrated, very powerful rishi. His name was Rishik. He also heard the beauty and the glory of Satyavati. So he developed desire, Rishi, developed desire to get Satyavati as his wife. So he was poor personality, living in hermitage. He approached directly to the king, Gandhi, and he requested, please, he requested that he wanted to, he was seeking the hands of Satyavati in marriage. When Maharaj Gandhi heard this, and attention of Rishi, Muni, he did not appreciate his request. He was thinking that this is really great injustice towards my daughter. He is a princess, Rajkumari, and this person, Sadhu, he is like a beggar. He has no nothing, beggar, begging, sometimes collecting all. So a Rajkumari should not be given in marriage to a beggar. So he did not like the request of Rishik Muni, but same time he could not refuse directly, because he was aware the power of the Rishi. The Rishi may curse him. For that reason, he was thinking how to cheat the Rishi. So, my dear Rishik Muni, it is my honor to give my daughter in marriage to you. But we are such a dynasty we have. We belong to a certain type of Kshatriya family, and in our family it is custom, it is system that you should give some gift, some dowry for my daughter. And the Rishi says, okay, I will try my, please tell. And then Gandhi, the king, the father, told that you get for me 1,000 horses as a dowry, 1,000 horses, and the all horses should be as white as milk. There should not be any spot on the body of 1,000 horses, and same time, 1 ear of each horse should be black, only one. Whole body complexion as white as milk, but 1 ear of each 1,000 horses should be black. Rishi, even one horse is very difficult to get. The Rishi could understand the intention of king, and he understood that it is impossible, it is not possible to collect 1,000 horses like this type. But the Rishi has friendship with Varunadev, controlling deity of water, Varunadev. So he did not go any directly he went to Varun Lok and told Varun that this is my problem, and I want to get the hand of Satyavati in marriage please arrange 1,000 horses like this. Varuna Ashwatthama said ki it is impossible. However, since you are my friend, so you don't go anywhere. Just sit here. If Brahma has created this type of horse in the whole universe, I will do. And Varunadev collected 1,000 horses for Rishikrishi. All 1,000 horses, there was as white as milk. There was not even a single spot in any of the horse. And 1 year, not two, only 1 year black. He collected and brought in front of Maharaj Gadhi. Then he becomes very much surprised. And also Maharaj Gadhi learned that this personality, this Rishi, has ability, power to enter in heavenly planet, and he has friendship with a demigod Varuna. So he also became impressed, and happily he gave Satyavati to Muni in marriage. And then after marriage, Rishikrishi, he has intention to perform a great sacrifice in order to get a qualified, very nice son. For that end, he was about to start a sacrifice. At that time, Maharaj Gadhi, as well as his wife, both requested, since you are going to perform a yajna for a good qualified progeny son, so please do that for us also, because we have only daughter and she is given in our marriage, so we don't have any son, so please for us you perform a yajna for yourself, for your wife, and for us also. And Rishi become agree, okay. So when he perform a yajna, Rishikrishi prepared one ablation, charu, for his wife with the Brahman mantra. He was chanting a mantra, certain mantra, so that the son could have, son should have Brahminical quality and culture. So preparing ablation charu, and sometime he are reciting the mantra. And he prepare another charu, another ablation. And since his father-in-law, mother-in-law, both belong to Kshatriya, so they should have a Kshatriya, a son qualified, a Kshatriya. So for that charu ablation, he was chanting the mantra of Kshatriya mantra. And he prepared two different ablation, one for his wife and one for his mother-in-law, or mother-in-law. And after preparing, he gave separately, and that you should take nice bath, chant some mantra, purify yourself, and then you should eat that sweet rice prepared, ablation. So, and then he went away, he went to take bath. And then the mother of Satyavati, this is a human cycle, she started to think that certainly our son-in-law, Rishikrishi, he must prepare ablation better for himself, his wife, superior, and for me maybe inferior. So mother requested the daughter, Satyavati, please give your ablation to me and eat mine one to change. Satyavati has great respect, honor for his mother, out of respect she gave her oblation to her mother, and he accepted mother oblation that. When Rishikrishi came back and inquired whether you have eaten that sweet rice, and the wife says, yes, we did, but we have done some change. And as soon he heard, he started to chastise his wife, since you have changed the oblations, sweet rice, so your son will be a fierce Kshatriya. He will obtain a fierce Kshatriya nature. And your brother, he will become a learned scholar. He will become a very learned scholar in spiritual science. It means your brother would have Brahminical quality, and your son would obtain a Kshatriya Swabhav, Kshatriya nature. Means he will be fierce Kshatriya nature. And the wife, Vasishtha was requesting, no, since we are Brahman, so our son should have Brahminical culture or Brahminical quality privilege. So Jamdagni, so Rishik, okay, I can do one thing. I can say that instead of your son, your grandson will obtain, he will get the fierce Kshatriya nature. But your son will be saintly person, a Brahman. So thus, by that oblations, Rishik got a son, and his name was Jamdagni. And Maharaj Gadhi also got one son, and his name was Vishwamitra, very celebrated, you know, Vishwamitra. Though Vishwamitra appeared, took birth in a Kshatriya family, but Vishwamitra got the status of a Brahmin. He became Brahmarshi. The whole Vedic literature describes how, though he took birth, appeared as a Kshatriya, but he was accepted by learned scholar as a Brahmarshi, Brahmin, with Brahminical. He became qualified as a Brahmin. So, and then Jamdagni, because Sukadeva Goswami was describing the Chandrabansh, and then Jamdagni married Renuka, and from the in the womb of Renuka, Jamdagni begot many sons, most qualified, most important, and youngest was Parshuram, Ram or Parshuram. He got many sons, but youngest one, most important, most powerful were Parshuram or Ram. And while Sukadeva Goswami was describing the dynasty, he informed Parikshit Maharaj that this personality, Parashuram, he was very celebrated incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Empowered incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parashuram was. And he did one very wonderful activity performed, that he annihilated all Kshatriya dynasty again and again, 21 times. He got rid of Kshatriya from the earthly planet. And he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, very celebrated incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, empowered incarnation of Krishna. And also when he was describing that, though Kshatriya, they have not, all Kshatriya, they have not committed very serious offense It was no severe offense. Still, Parshuram, in order to reduce the burden of earthly planet, killed, annihilated Kshatriya, dynasty of Kshatriya, again and again, 21 times. When Sukhdeva Goswami was describing, giving information on this, then Parikshit Maharaj asked, what was the offense that the Kshatriyas committed before against the Parshuram, for which Parshuram annihilated whole dynasty? What was it? The question was, what was the offense? What particular offense Kshatriya committed, for which Parshuram annihilated whole dynasty, Kshatriya dynasty, for many, many times? And then Sukhdeva Goswami starts this story. We are going toward this point. Story of Arjun, Kartvir Arjun, very one celebrated Arjun, son of Kunti. But this story is not Arjun, son of Kunti, rather there was another celebrated king. His name was Arjun, and he appeared in the Hai dynasty. His father name was Kartvirja, so he was known as Kartvirja, Kartvirja Arjun. About Arjuna, Kartvirja Arjuna, Sukhdeva Goswami tells, he was Kshatriya Rishabh, best of all Kshatriya, very powerful, celebrated personality. And he was able to satisfy, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dattatreya, another incarnation, empowered incarnation of Krishna, the Dattatreya, was son of Atri Rishi. So Arjun satisfied, nicely worshipped Dattatreya, the Supreme Personality of God, and by the mercy of Dattatreya, by the blessing of Dattatreya, he got 1,000 arms. Previously, when took birth, he had only 2. But because he satisfied by the blessing of Dattatreya, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, he got 1,000 arms, become very powerful personality. Oj means power of senses, power of seeing, hearing, was very strong. He was very beautiful personal, was very influential, and his fame, his reputation spread all over the earthly planet. So this, beside that, he got Yoga Aishwarya. Yoga Aishwarya means controlling power gained by yogic practice. So he didn't. Laghima, many things he got. So he become very great personality. So simply he roamed all over the universe, unobstructed, without any opposition. He is such a powerful personality. Without unobstructed, no one can check his movement. He's so powerful. So here, description. Once while traveling, he came on the bank of a Narmada river. You know, very celebrated, one of 7 rivers, Narmada river. He came, he was so powerful, and he has many beautiful wives with him. He came on the bank of Narmada river, and while traveling he came there, and he was sporting, playing in the water of Narmada river. And one point, when he was taking bath, swimming, he blocked the flow of water, stopped the flow of water with his 1,000 arms. Make a dam. So whole that region, upward region, they become flooded. And at that particular day, very celebrated personality, Ravana, he has set up a tent near the bank of Narmada River. So since he stopped the flow of water, so the camp where Ravana has set up a camp, that whole area was completely inundated, flooded. Ravana became very much surprised. Who is disturbing? When he came to see who is creating this disturbance, then Ravana found out that this is done by Kartavirya Arjuna. So Ravana, very popular personality, very proud personality, did not tolerate. Immediately he attacked Kartavirya Arjuna. And Kartavirya Arjuna, without even diverting his attention, caught hold of Ravana. Some people caught and put in his pit. And since he was worshipping Lord Shiva at that time, so he did not want to be disturbed. Ravana, such a personality, power. Ravana, once he went to Himalaya and he lifted whole Himalaya mountain and he was weighing. He wanted to know the weight of Himalaya Parvat. Such a personality. He attacked Arjuna, and Arjuna, without diverting his attention even, just he caught him and put his armpit. And he did the worship. He finished the worship and then he was arrested and kept in the city. And after he was released. So we can understand the power of Kartavirya Arjuna, who could just like a small insect caught hold of Ravana. That such a powerful personality, Kartavirya Arjuna. Kartavirya Arjuna was killed, annihilated by Parshuram. So you can understand now the power of Parshuram. So what happened? Sa ekada tu mirgayam vicharan vijane bane. Sa means Kartavirya Arjuna. Just he was roaming, unobstructed, without any opposition. Sa ekada, one day he came, while he was hunting and travelling, roaming about, vijane bane yadriksha, without any program. Ashram padam, in the ashram of Yamdagni Rishi. While he was on ashram, he was traveling here and there, in the middle of forest, Bijane Bane, in a solitary forest, Yamdagni was Rishi, living, and there the king came, along with his ministers and the little armies also. So now Sukadeva Goswami describing, because Parikshit Maharaj has inquired about the offense. What were the offense? Idanim tat kritam aparadham darsayan aha. Now Sukadeva Goswami explaining the offense of Kartavirya Arjuna, Kshatriya. What offense they committed? He committed. He came to ashram of Yamdagni Rishi, and Yamdagni Rishi was such a saintly person. As soon as he came, Maharaj, Kartavirya Arjuna, became very much jubilant. Atithi Devo Bhava. Atithi, a guest is considered to be the Supreme Personality. A guest should be given honor and respect as the Supreme Personality of God, as demigod. So Rishi very happily received him. His reception, because he has thousands of armies with him, and because about जमदग्नि सुखदेव गोस्वामी वन ही तपोधन, तपोधन मीन्स जमदग्नि ऋषि वनली प्रॉपर्टी, वनली पावर वाज ही ऑस्टेरिटी, वनली वेल्थ, वनली प्रोस्पेरिटी वाज हिज ऑस्टेरिटी, तपोधन आर अनदर मीनिंग ऑफ तपोधन. ही वॉज कंप्लीटली 24 आवर्स इंगेज इन ऑस्टेरिटी ओनली. ही रिसीव्ड वेलकम, गिव रिसेप्शन द होल आर्मी, थाउजेंड्स ऑफ मीन्स ही हैज वन वेरी वेल्थ दैट वॉज काम धेनु विथ हिम. सो बाय द पावर ऑफ काम धेनु, बिकॉज द किंग वॉज देयर इन द मिडल ऑफ फॉरेस्ट, सो दे नीड सम रेसिडेंशियल प्लेस, रेसिडेंस. सो ही मेक ए संकल्प एंड द विथ द संकल्प थाउजेंड्स ऑफ टेंट वेयर इरेक्टेड, फुली फर्निश्ड, डेकोरेटेड सिंपली बाय विल. जस्ट ही वेंट केम इन फ्रंट ऑफ द काउ एंड ही डिजायर मेक ए संकल्प भाव इमीडिएटली थाउजेंड्स ऑफ फर्निश्ड टेंट वेयर क्रिएटेड एंड देन फूड सिंपली बाय थिंकिंग एवरीथिंग एवरी वन वॉज सेटल्ड एंड देयर सम्प्टुअस इवन द एवरी सिंगल प्लेट वॉज द गोल्डन प्लेट एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ आर्मी किंग द. सो ऋषि वॉज एबल टू सम्प्टुअसली फेड ऑल एसोसिएट्स आर्मी ऑफ द किंग. मिडिल ऑफ नाइट द किंग कार्तवीर बिकम वेरी मच सर्व्ड, इज ए बेगर साधु. हाउ कम दैट सी सच ऑपुलेंस, विद इन ए फ्रैक्शन ऑफ मिनट ही क्रिएटेड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ टेंट्स, नाइस प्लेस फॉर रेसिडेंस, वेल फर्निश्ड एंड सम्प्टुअस फूड इज सप्लाइड. ही वॉज थिंग ही वॉज आस्क मिनिस्टर हाउ कम दिस हैपनिंग एंड दे मिनिस्टर्स इन्फॉर्म दैट दिस पर्सन, दिस साधु हैज ए काम धेनु गाय, काउ ऑफ प्लेंटी, सुरभि काउ. सी दिस इज नाउ दौरात्म्य, नेफेरियस एक्शन ऑफ दिस किंग. होल नाइट ही डिड नॉट टेक प्रॉपर रेस्ट, he was simply become very much envious with this person. How come I am a king ruling the earthly planet, I have not that much opulence with my what right this saintly person have to keep a cow, such a valuable thing with him, he is engaged in austerity tapasya, why this wealth kam dhenu cow should be with him, what is the use of this, is a misuse of the cow. This cow should be in my capital. So that many kings came and I should do. And while they were instead of appreciating, first he did not appreciate the hospitality of the sadhu, rather he became envious. And while they are in mourning going, he told minister, take this cow with me. And forcefully, cow was not willing to go, she was crying, the calf was crying, but forcefully the king, minister, they dragged the cow to the capital. By the time it was fortunate for them, that particular day Parshuram was not present in ashram, the boy has gone somewhere, so the king, instead of appreciating the hospitality and honor and respect of the Siddh Sadhu, saintly behavior, they become very much envious and forcefully, cow was crying, calf was crying, but the king dragged the cow and calf with him. And Parshuram came. So usually Parshuram was taking care of the cow. As soon as Parshuram entered the ashram, he felt that something is missing.
And then he could not figure out what it is. It amiss something missing here. And immediately he remembered the cow, because he was feeding the cow, he was taking care of the cow. A small boy, that time he was not very young, but 7-8 years old, he was taking. He went in Gosala and he saw the cow was missing. So he asked the father, Jamdagni, what happened to the cow? And Jamdagni, he was such a sentiment, he did not want to inform about this incident, because he was knowing the nature of his son. So previously, no, but eventually he told whole the story. Immediately Parshuram took up his Rohinisuta Parvacharya. He has a very powerful chopper, Kulhadi, Parasu, axe. Took and ran to the capital city of Kartavirya Arjuna. So here in this purport, this was the offense. See, the sadhu, Jamdagni received him, gave a hospital, received the very nice serve, and they offended. So this offense is simply prelude, that's the beginning. Much more greater offense he committed, Kshatriya. That reason why Parshuram became so much angry that he annihilated 21 times whole Kshatriya dynasty. So here in Prabhupada, this was the prelude offense. Parikshit Maharaj inquired, what offense they have committed? But his Prabhupada told that this commit, bigger commit, greater offense he committed. And for your information, the sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, one time Jamdagni Rishi was sitting next to the Yajna Kund, he was Agnihotra, he was doing sacrifice. His wife was, Renuka was also sitting next to him. Sons of this Kartavirya Arjuna, they came, they grabbed and they chop off the head of Jamdagni Rishi. This was the serious offense. Brahman, he was performing sacrifice. Very nice gentleman, Jamdagni Rishi. They came, they caught him. The wife was requesting, please, this is a body of a Brahmin, engage in austerity, sacrifice. Said, offering oblation for the Krishna in Agni. At that time they did not listen. They took him, caught him, and they chop off his head, Jamdagni Rishi head, and they took the head and run away. That was a serious offense. So Prabhupada has said this offense, instead of appreciating the honor and respect and hospitality of Jamdagni Rishi, they forcefully take his cow. This was beginning, but there are many other serious offenses they committed. That is the reason why Parshuram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, celebrated incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, empowered incarnation of Godhead, Parshuram annihilated Kshatriya again and again. This Shastra described it 21 times. When the Kshatriya flourished, he took his chopper and without any discrimination, but you have taken birth in Kshatriya, that is good enough, and he killed. Finished. Again came after, in the due course of time, then again whole the earth become full of Kshatriya, again next time, and did the same. And towards the end, he collected all the blood. Towards the end, all collected the blood of Kshatriya and put 5 kund in Kurukshetra, Semant Panchak. And then he performed a great sacrifice and he returned all, he had conquered all the earthly planets, returned, he distributed among the Brahmanas, and take a vow of non-violence, ahimsa. And he went to South India. In South India, there will be Mahendragiri Parbat. Still, even today, he is performing austerity. Parshuram ji performing austerity in South India. Mahendragiri, Mahendra Mountain is there. On the top of Mahendra Mountain, he is performing austerity there. And he has taken a vow of ahimsa, non-violence. So, thus I have presented only story part. I don't think any. However, if you have any comment or any question, please, mic le lijiye.
They are naturally humble, they have noble qualities, and they are glorified in the scripture. But here you see, Kartavirya Arjuna got the blessing from Dattatreya, or from Vishnu, or the incarnation of Vishnu. But the way he behaved with the sadhu, it is not befitting. So, how can you understand this? Activities of
his
personality,
being a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Dattam Narayana Aradhya Parikarma. He Dattam, Dattatre, his incarnation of Supreme Personality of Krishna, Aradhya, he worship. Satisfy the Lord and he different type of activity, devotional service, and bahum sat das satam lebe. By the mercy of Dattatreya, of course he was powerful previously also, plus he satisfied Lord Vishnu and then he become durdharsam. No one can obstruct his movement. So powerful. This happened by the blessing of Lord, the Supreme Personality of God. And yoga aishwaryam, yoga, everything. Still, question is still, if he was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, he has satisfied Lord Vishnu, how come that a devotee, a Vaishnava, committing such a severe, serious offense? Question is really glorious and answer really inconceivable. That the either he was a devotee or such an offender, a devotee developed a in Srimad Bhagavatam description that Jasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Kinchana Sarve Guna Tatra Samasati Sura. If someone develop devotional attitude in heart, devotional service, all the good qualities, all the demigods, along with their good quality, they reside in the existence of a devotee. So if Sahasra Bahu Arjuna was devotee, he has blessing of Lord Vishnu, still how come that he created such a havoc, committed such a severe offense against a saintly person, sadhu? So इसी को हम इतना ही रखते हैं. I am not going to give any answer. But we should think the question itself is very glorious, and simply by contemplating the question part, we will become very much purified. Our existence would be completely purified simply by contemplating the meaning and circumstances of the question. बाद ओके एनी अदर थिंग बोलिए
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Another time when Lord Parshura was going to kill all the Kshatriyas, so Raghuvansh dynasty, Lord Ramachandran and Dashrath Maharaj, they were also Kshatriyas, they were also at that time. So didn't he go and
attack? Now, I say it's one point for his annihilation. One point he took a vow of non-violence, ahimsa. And whole Srimad Bhagavatam describe how the Kshatriya, what one child was saved. What was his name? I don't remember. He became the root of all, again Kshatriya came into existence. And he was, mostly he was killing, not like everyone. When he was killing the Kshatriya, so making a karha, I don't know how the chain, canal, whole, everywhere, you are killing, making a canal and bringing all the blood in the Kurukshetriya. And he made five kundas. Still the kunda is existing. People. So anywhere you are killing, he was not wasting the blood. The blood should, in that is the canal, I'm bringing here.
The blood becomes water or it becomes earth?
Solid as liquid.
Solid.
Usually when blood comes, as soon as blood comes out from the body, it becomes solid. But I don't know how he was able to flow that. Anyhow, this description is there. How he brought at that time, I was not there. I did not. I did not see how the blood was flowing.
Maharaj, Lord Parshuram is supreme personality of Godhead. And we know Lord Ramachandra is also supreme personality of Godhead. Why did Lord Parshuram challenge Lord Ramachandra for a duel?
By that time, what happened that there was, you know, Swayambar, Sita Swayambar, the sea bow was there, and it was broken by Lord Ramachandra. And then when Parshuram came to know, then he became very much furious. Because Parshuram was considered Lord Shiva as a guru, so guru bow, dhanus was broken by this person, he became very much, his guru dhanus should not be broken, and Lord, this person had broken, and then back and forth, quarrel was there. And he was, Parshuram, sometimes he was very confused, how come, from within he was feeling mercy, daya for Ram. So he was thinking, how come the daya, mercy has entered, otherwise he has no mercy. His heart was completely fierce of half nature. The one point he got doubt by behavior, by looking, because he was empowered incarnation, and condition was, as soon as the coming next incarnation would come, whole his shakti would enter in that. So by that time he was not powerful, he was not he was feeling, and then he had a bow, Vishnu Dhanu, and he got some doubt, so he told Ram, please string this bow, take. And while he was handing over, Ram's hand was away, the bow itself went in the hand of. Then he could understand that now Supreme Personality, he was empowered incarnation, so empowered, Shaktyavesha Avatar. When a living entity is empowered, with the energy of Krishna, then he becomes empowered incarnation. But one point when the mission is done, then it is taken away. So Parashuram could understand that this is the Supreme Personality of God, and my avatarhood, what incarnation status, is no more with me. And then, so that was the reason, because Lord Ramchandra did break the dhanush of Lord Shiva. Shiva was a spiritual master of Parashuram, so he did not tolerate it. For that reason he became very much upset with Ramchandra. But eventually he was very specified. So Parashuram is still there. Mahendra Giri, South India, and now he has taken a vow of ahimsa, non-violence, and engaged in austerity. Because the Sapta Chiranjeevi, you know, there are seven personalities, Chiranjeevi, one of seven Chiranjeevi is Parashuram. He is two in one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead plus a living entity. Living entity, two, Bhagavan or Jeev, two in one in Parashuram. Now he is simply a living entity, powerful living entity. Okay, here I should stop. Srila Prabhupada ki.